We are efforting Greg Gard, your Wisconsin head basketball coach, who did a phenomenal job, is what I'm trying to say, turning around the Badgers from a team that looked like they were heading nowhere. Coach Gard, thank you for taking time. Congratulations on the way you guys turned around your season. 1-4 in the Big Ten, now in the tournament. Did you feel like, hey, we have a lot in front of us, this is possible? Or were you kind of like, oh my God, I don't know if we can even get to 500?
Well, you know, I never tried to look beyond the day we were in, and never allowed myself to really look to see where we needed to get to, where we were projected, or what was going on, other than we knew we needed to get better, and we needed to get things going back in the right direction. And, you know, fortunately, our guys did a tremendous job of stepping up and growing and maturing, and obviously 12 weeks later, 8 weeks later, here we are. So, like I said, I couldn't get consumed in that 1-4 record too much, or we would have definitely been overwhelmed.
Coach Gard, Adam Hoge here. Congrats on getting the head coaching job. And I know this bracket is just fresh. It just came out. But what are your initial impressions on facing Pittsburgh and St. Louis?
Well, it's a program that, you know, Coach Dixon does a tremendous job there. He's been there for a while. And ironically, two longtime assistants that now are at head coaching positions at that specific school. You know, he took over for Coach Holland when he went to UCLA, and obviously my position here more recently with the retirement of Coach Ryan. But, you know, Jamie has done a tremendous job there. I think programs are similar in terms of how we play, what we value, both pretty blue-collar, tough, physical. I mean, we played them in the NCAA tournament about 12 years ago, I believe, in 2004. So, you know, and we've had a home-and-home with them over the years. So we know they're a very good program, been consistent. He does a really good job. And we'll dive into film here more tonight and start to learn more specific things about them individually. But, you know, we're excited to be in the tournament and a chance to, for our program, it's the 18th consecutive year of being in the tournament. So, Adam, I know you as a graduate of Wisconsin. I grew growing up in the state, I didn't see any NCAA tournaments through my youth. But for now to have this be 18 straight is a great tribute to all the people that have put in a lot of time and effort into this program.
Coach, if we turn the calendar back almost exactly 2 months from now, your Badgers are in Evanston. They lose to Northwestern. The team's 9-9. Something changed after that game. I'd love to know exactly, you know, what happened. Were there some seniors that stepped up? Maybe you know, a guy like Nigel Hayes. Is there something that you did to spiral this team into a stretch that, you know, pretty much cultivated an 11-3 mark since that game? What did change?
Well, we only have one senior, and he's a walk-on who doesn't get a lot of playing time. So we're extremely young. And with all that we lost from last year, with four seniors and then Sam Decker leaving early, we had a lot of leadership and roles to fill and change and grow into. And I think what changed was just the growth of this team. And I don't think there wasn't anything that I did specifically. It was just a matter of continuing to stay true to the process, continue to try to improve, and not deviate or not flinch in the moment, and just continue to trust the process that things were going to be okay as long as we stayed true to what we were trying to accomplish. And really what I think the biggest thing is our chemistry and our culture in the locker room matured. And like I said, with having so many leaders leave last year's team, there was a lot of unidentified or unfilled roles that had to be grown into. And it just took a little time for that to mature. And that's a credit to our guys of how they didn't panic and you know, fragment at a point in time when they easily could have. They actually started to bond and get tighter, and that helped with the turnaround.
Wisconsin head coach Greg Gard joining us here on 720 WGN. Wisconsin, a 7 seed in the East, facing the 10 seeded Pittsburgh Panthers in the first round. Coach Gard, the way you guys played against Nebraska last week in the Big Ten tournament, not really representative to how you've played down the stretch here. What was the response that you've seen from your players in the last few days? And could that, you know, you never want to lose like that in the Big Ten tournament, but it could actually help you here with the time you have off going into the NCAA tournament?
Well, that's how we'll approach it. That's going to help us because we really don't have any other option. So I never tried to make too much of any big wins we've had, whether it was the one at Maryland, Iowa, Michigan State here at home, Indiana here at home, all the other ones we've had through the course of the season. And I'm not going to try to dwell or make too much of a loss that we had. Obviously, we didn't play well. Credit Nebraska for how they played. I thought they were the more aggressive, more physical team. So we'll continue to work on that and hopefully play better. We need to play better this week. So, like I said, I don't want to dwell too much on anything and make too big a deal over our wins, and then also not get too wrapped up and hang too long on any bump that we take. We'll just keep moving on and understand it's part of the process. We need to shoot the ball better, which hopefully that'll happen. But again, it's credit for how Nebraska played, and we weren't as good as sharp as we had been in the last few weeks.
Last thing, Coach, we really appreciate your time. Just your thoughts real quick about the Big Ten as a whole not getting a spot on that top line. No Big Ten team with the number one seed.
Well, I don't know exactly what gets discussed within the committee meeting, so what rationale is behind all that, I'm not exactly sure. There's years when we've had ones. Obviously, we were a one a year ago, and deservedly so. Whether you're a one or a two, you know, I think you can use, if you're a two and you thought you should be a one, in Michigan State's case, maybe you can use that as motivation. But really, a one or a two, is it that big a difference other than you get to see yourself on that line on that given moment when it's announced? Then you got to go play the game. So it still boils down to you're going to have to win four to get to Houston and two more to cut the nets down in Houston. So I don't, other than just that moment, like I said, of seeing a one, your name on the one line, I don't know if there's any whole lot of more value between the ones and the twos, because we've gotten to the Final Four as a two and we've gotten the Final Four as a one. So I think our league is extremely strong. I thought we saw the best teams when they're playing, when everybody's playing at their best. I thought the two best were playing today in Michigan State and Purdue, from what I had seen over the year, with the experience and talent. And I think everybody else that's in the tournament, I think Maryland is starting to hit their stride. I think Indiana, obviously, has played well and pretty consistent all year, and they're a hard matchup problem with how they shoot the three and all the shooters they can put on the floor. So I think I'm excited to watch and see how other teams do, and obviously focus most intently on how the Badgers are doing.
Well, Coach, good luck in the tournament. Couldn't help but notice you're in the East, Philadelphia, Bo Ryan's old stomping grounds. See if you can make a run there.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, guys.
All right, thanks, Coach Greg Gard from Wisconsin, joining us here on The Beat.